Peter Shelley.
Peter Shelley, Conservation Law Foundation. On Georges Bank Yellowtail Flounder, I've been struck by some of the comments this morning about what a shame it continues to be that we don't have better confidence in the assessment process and more collaborative assessment approaches with fishermen who are knowledgeable and have something to contribute. Having said that, what I took away from the SSC meeting was a report from the Canadian and American scientists on the trends for Georges Bank Yellowtail Flounder. And from what I know, the trends are probably the most reliable aspect of the science we do. And I believe the statement, I won't try to quote it, but it was something like there was not a single positive trend that the assessment scientists could identify with yellowtail. So, well, that may be, but it's across the border, and that's troubling. On the annual catch limit specifications, there will be. It's hard giving public comments, Mr. Chair, before the motion's actually been made. But there will be a committee motion, I believe, that will be to adopt a constant harvest strategy that reduces Gulf of Maine cod, Gulf of Maine haddock, Georges Bank cod, American plaice, witch flounder, Cape cod, Gulf of Maine yellowtail, ACLs by 10% from projected 2012 catches. I have thought all night since I heard about that vote at the committee to see any basis on which that would be a legal motion for this council to pass. I would remind all the council members that you have all taken oaths of office committing yourself to uphold the provisions of the Magnuson Act. This constant harvest strategy may be an approach that some people would like to see the Magnuson Act have, but right now that is not the law, and your votes should be taken accordingly. Thank you.